out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, etc., you are receiving us, we appreciate the flying fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours yelling, cussing, and opining.
Fuck you!
About the bullshittery from the right, the ass fuckery, and the dick watery. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, you know, man, it's just fucking depressing how stupid a lot of people are. I mean, it's a lot of people that voted for this Trump.
Yeah.
And some of them...
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid?
He's right.
Right. Was that the Dunning-Kruger effect or something like that? Where
the what? The Dunning-Kruger
effect? Yeah. I believe one of the guys he's talking about that's a friend of his who's done a study it's probably either Dunning or Kruger, one would
right.
assume. And John Cleese, the study they're referring to is that basically shows that people tend to be... If you're not good at something, you're not good enough to evaluate whether you're good enough at it, essentially. And people tend to overestimate.
Right.
Like, you don't realize how not great you are at something.
Oh, how depressing.
Until you get better at it. You get to a certain point where you're like, oh my God, I'm doing this wrong.
I wonder.
Or something like that. Or
right.
I'm thinking wrongly or whatever.
What if you're a fighter pilot? I mean, it seems like that might not apply. I don't know.
Well,
like,
you know, I think once you get to training point, then.
I keep hitting this mountain. You know, maybe I'm not as good at this as I.
But Trump is the poster boy.
Oh, fuck yes.
I know better than the generals. I know better than the generals.
I don't know what he knows better than. You know, a pillar of salt? God damn, he's just so fucking stupid. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, there's a couple of things today that are. Did you see that first of all, if you're going to be pronouncing names of either people or countries,
yes.
You should maybe say, how the fuck do you pronounce this? I mean, I can understand that there may be some obscure little country somewhere that you're just not very familiar with. And you're like, whoa, I'm not really sure how to pronounce this.
I mean,
Namibia, however,
Namibia,
it's pretty straightforward if you just read it.
Yes. What was his first?
Called it Nambia.
Did he really? Nambia.
Like Nambla.
Nambla.
From the sovereign state of Nambla. I would love
why? To. Trump, why are you getting that mixed up with Nambla? Why is, what's up with Nambla on the brain, baby? God damn.
Yeah, tweet it. Oh,
I'm just saying, what about his first fuck up? The one where he called Taiwan or something. What did he do? He acknowledged, you know, that one China policy.
Oh, yeah.
He shit on it.
Well, yeah, right away. He pissed off the Chinese within 4 minutes of
calling Taiwan, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, I would be like, hey, State Department, I'm calling Taiwan. I know how to pronounce it, but do we like them? How do I talk to them? Right. What do I fucking say to fucking Taiwan? I don't know shit about Taiwan.
Or maybe say, who should I call first?
Yeah, who's in charge of Taiwan?
Don't we usually call like the Brits and
Hello?
And the Canadians, our close right. buds,
Ooh.
Our pals
right.
first?
No, call Duterte.
Right.
He's got a murder list, you fuck.
And Erdogan, too, right?
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
Erdogan call him? And he's like, oh, it's great to speak to you, Mr. Turkey.
Mr. Turkey.
Your eminence, your turkiness.
Shut up, gobbler.
Tweet us during the show if you like at crab diving. One word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page.
Page.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Hello, Mr. Turkey.
Where all the cool
you know he said that.
Where all the cool people hang out.
Can I talk to Mr. Turkey? You fucking idiot.
It's just, I mean, it's crying and laughing at the same time because he really is just a buffoon. That speech yesterday. The thing was, the bar is so goddamn low, and the world knows that a lot of the reports I'm seeing about
yes.
yesterday's ridiculous airing of the grievances speech,
Festivus,
that was all again just. Penis tickles to his horrible tiki torch waving bass.
Right, right, right. Shaft.
That everybody there, almost all everybody in the UN was like, eh, you know,
whatever.
They were probably betting on how many times he'd say
yeah.
radical Islamic terror.
Totally.
Oh, yuck, yuck. He said 5. I owe you 7 rubles.
He walked the North Koreans, right?
Oh, did they walk?
They walked him. He walked him. That's the worst thing ever. See a guy go up and speak and then watch the audience just fucking leave. You're like, you motherfucker. Who am I performing to? But the UN doesn't... Maybe the UN doesn't work like that. What do I know?
I think, yeah.
But still, he walked the North Koreans.
Can you keep it to a tight 5?
If I'm the North Korean delegation, like, okay, I appreciate the idea that you guys want to walk out on this fucker. He wants to destroy us. But, I mean... I want to see Trump live. I want to see the stupid shit he's going to say, you know? I want to see him wave his hands around.
So, yeah, Trump's still at the UN General Assembly.
He's still there?
Well, yeah, it's going on all week, I think.
What was he doing there the rest of the time?
He's still talking.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, and that's what today, if you go to our Facebook page, there's actually a visual.
Oh, yes.
Of he spoke to the... A group of African leaders.
Yes.
A group of African leaders.
What did he say?
Can we get more white people in the room? I'm feeling nervous.
I'm feeling nervous.
During a luncheon at the United Nations, President Donald Trump reportedly told African leaders, quote, he has so many friends going to your countries trying to get rich.
What? What the fuck?
I love Africa. I love your rains down there.
Oh yeah.
Dun dun
and
dun, dun dun dun.
I love. He says Africa has tremendous business potential. I've got so many friends going to your countries trying to get rich. So many white people are coming to try to squeeze
yes.
every ounce of value out of you.
Is that his favorite karaoke song?
Probably
Africa.
I love the rains down there, man. Oh, God, what a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, so...
Did he really say that? I got so many rich friends going down there trying to make some fucking money.
Well, yeah, and then there's a screen cap of some of these African leaders looking at him like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Could you say something different? Why didn't you call us tremendous or fantastic?
Well, he probably did.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. My friends, I'm going to build a building.
Can't wait for my friends to come down there. And
I'm going to fight. You guys got great hookers down there that pee on anybody. You know what I mean? Africa.
I love what you guys are doing. Yeah. Anyway.
I love this song. It's tremendous. Toto. So,
and then at one point, he referred to the non-existent country of Nambia.
Nambia! why do you just say Nambla? Nambla! God. Nambia. That's insane.
It's our president.
I want to go particular, I want to thank President Conde, who is representing the African Union. Thank you. Thank you. In this room, I see partners.
Thank you. I love the blacks. Thank you for coming. I met Kanye one time. Have you met Ben Carson? I brought him with me to be
Ben Carson. You know, he fell asleep on the plane. If Ben falls asleep, you're not waking him up, okay? Listen to the way he says Africa.
Africa.
I mean, it hurts. It sounds like it hurts coming out of his fucking throat. Doesn't it?
In this room, I see partners for promoting prosperity and peace on a range of economic, humanitarian, and security issues. We hope to extend our economic partnerships with countries who are committed to self-reliance and to fostering opportunities for job creation in both Africa and the United States. Africa has tremendous business potential. I have so many friends going to your countries trying to get rich.
How's that? He almost hit the post there with that.
You know what? It's crazy. But his speech to the UN fits better with like a top 40 countdown than
I'm
it does.
Sure everything sounds better with Toto.
For the fucking UN. I mean, it actually sounds like he really said that. Trying to get rich.
All my friends trying to get rich. And that's when he went off the fucking teleprompter. That earlier shit, the boring shit at the beginning, was teleprompter, Don. And then he looks up and he puts his arms out and he goes, I've got so many friends coming down there trying to get rich. They don't walk around at night because of other blacks. But...
All right. What a fucking dickhead.
That's
the worst thing you could say. Oh, yeah. There are white people coming to the continent of Africa to take all your shit.
Right.
That's what that means.
Right.
What the fuck kind of diplomat is this guy?
After yesterday, he used the word sovereignty 195,000 times in his rambling speech.
195,000 motherfucking.
I may be exaggerating for comedic effect.
Yeah, I know, but still, it doesn't feel like it.
In Guinea and Nigeria, you fought a horrifying Ebola outbreak.
This is him reading. He's
barely
so awful.
Is getting it out. A horrifying Ebola outbreak.
Oh, you know what Chris Hayes did yesterday on MSNBC? I think we talked about it once before, how whenever Trump reads something incorrectly, when he fucks up, he doesn't like say it the correct way and acknowledge his mistake. He makes it sound like he absolutely meant to say that and then continues
so
on.
So he repeats
like
it.
He says, and they played clips of him. like, for example, he would say in this one, he would correct himself upcoming and say, and there's trouble in the beautiful countries of Ghana and Nambia and also Namibia. Like, he stops himself.
Nevada.
But doesn't correct it.
Right.
He makes it sound like, that's exactly what I meant to say. But I'm continuing on.
When do you think he cultivated that horrible personality trait, or whatever you want to call that? I wonder where he learned that. God damn. Who the fuck raised this guy? Like, wolves. He was raised by wolves that were also douchebags. No consideration for, you know, anybody.
Okay, like one time he called the U.S. a very powerful company and then corrected to and a very powerful country.
Right.
Like, and not, I mean, a very or
Just say you fucked it up, you nutball. Well, why does he care?
It's really amazing.
George Bush. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. George Bush had some pretty good flubs that were great. I mean, but like, he just sort of sat there, and sometimes it seemed like he would get kind of, he would get mad. He just kind of get flustered and then sort of laugh to himself, you know. And but the Trump, he just doesn't, you know, he can't be self. What word am I looking for? Self, you know.
Introspective?
Yeah, sure. That works. He's just a douchebag. He's just a fucking douchebag. We're coming to Africa, getting rich and taking all your shit. Welcome to the UN. I'm the US. God, what was Obama's speech like to the UN? All the speeches he made, were they shitty?
Well, I mean,
God, of course not.
Maybe a little wonky at parts, but I'm sure not shitty.
No, he knocked it out of the park. He always knocked it out of the park, honestly.
And even with better writers, but he's got fucking Stephen Miller, who is as likable as a burst hemorrhoid.
He's horrible. Yeah, right. Oh my God, you're like a leaking ass abscess, you
right?
Dish.
I mean, he's got people
dish.
Like that writing for him. The soaring rhetoric of fucking Stephen Miller.
But who writes for Trump? Who writes for it? How can you write for a guy that has no sense of humor about himself?
Yeah, at
is
all.
Vain as fuck, mean spirited, prone to saying racist and sexist, rapey things. I mean, I
somebody
don't know.
Somebody brought up on the, I don't know where it was, but. Oh, that's Hayes. Somebody brought up essentially, have you ever really seen Trump laugh? Like a real hearty,
well,
ha 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 laugh, except probably. I mean, if we had a camera when he's taking a shit the other morning and he forwarded that tweet about Hillary getting hit in the back, he probably laughed at that with the golf ball.
I mean, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like there was. I know, he didn't laugh, but he seemed like he was in a place where he was feeling joy when he was making fun of that journalist with the disability. Like when he was, you know, imitating that with the hand and the whole bit, and he was playing to the crowd. He really.
He's the asshole in the schoolyard.
He looked like
right.
He was enjoying himself.
Yeah, well, he was. Yeah.
That says there's nothing redeemable about that. It's nothing.
Thing one tonight, President Trump's evolving relationship with the teleprompter. As a candidate, he frequently mocked other candidates and President Obama specifically for using them.
I actually said, if you're running for president, you should not be allowed to use a teleprompter. No, it's true.
No, it's true. It's true. God.
It's so easy because you don't know what you're going to get. Look what happened with Obama. He's a teleprompter guy.
Later in the campaign, however, Trump himself became a teleprompter guy.
If I would have known teleprompters, I would have used them. I've started to use them a little bit. They're not bad. You never get yourself in trouble when you use a teleprompter.
See, no,
yeah.
Look at how smart I am. You never get yourself in trouble.
But he's making light of the shitty things he said. You know what I mean? Like he knows he said some stupid shit, some probably racist and sexist things. Listen, I don't get in trouble. I lied about all those Muslims celebrating on rooftops when
you could
the
shoot somebody in the back of the head on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, nobody give a shit.
You know, the problem is it's too easy. We have a president who uses teleprompters. It's too easy.
It's not so easy. I mean, I can say this firsthand. You still have to be able to read the words correctly. And that is where President Trump's teleprompter evolution has produced a most curious new maneuver, one that was on display this morning at the UN.
Our hope is a word and world.
Our hope is a world of something. But he said our hope is a word and world.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, God, what a dumbass.
No, our hope is not a word of whatever you're about to say.
It's a word and a world. In my world, there are words, and some of them are hope.
I mean, it's just another to the giant Denali-sized shit pile that is Donald Trump.
He
just
can't be
another,
wrong.
Another great trait.
I know tons of, I have tons of acquaintances that can never be wrong. And talking to them is an exercise in how do I end this conversation efficiently and quickly to get the fuck out of it. And this guy, I mean, if you think about it, fuck me, if you think about his constituents, I mean, maybe this fools them, but who does he think he's fooling?
Well, right, this is the United Nations.
It's fucked up, dude.
This isn't...
Ain't this prime time?
This isn't some rally in Tupelo, where you can still smell the exhaust from the monster truck rally night before.
Suck my dick. But, you know...
Which are fun, by the way.
Right. But...
I have to admit. Did you ever been to one of those?
No.
They're crazy.
No. Wait, I went to the Crash Up Derby with...
those are fun, too.
In Pensacola. Lots of camouflage and lots of shit getting crashed up. I guess it's fun. It was fun. You know, whatever. Damn, I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. Something about Trump. But his fan is his base. They're so stupid. Why isn't this good enough for them? I mean, you know.
Well, it is. That's right. All he cares about.
He didn't give a fuck.
This speech in front of the world leaders and ambassadors for the entire goddamn fucking planet. He gave another speech, another campaign speech,
and a lot of
another speech
would say,
to his knuckle draggers.
And a lot of people would say this is the fucking Super Bowl of public speaking. I mean,
John Bolton.
Does it get any higher?
Still hard.
Right. I mean, does it like... Why is he hard?
John Bolton over that speech from the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
not
about
Michael
destroying
Bolton, the singer. John Bolton.
Oh, God, Michael Bolton.
The lunatic. And you remember why
How
John...
How is he rich?
You remember the only reason, allegedly, John Bolton didn't get, like, Secretary of State or didn't get UN ambassador?
Right.
It's because of that mustache.
That's it?
Remember?
God.
The story was that Trump, behind the scenes, was like, I don't know, that mustache is just so fucking
weird. What's up with his lawyer, Ty Cobb?
He doesn't care. About that, I guess.
Yeah, this is odd.
It's not a public...
But this is like one of the highest... Like, for people in the public speaking game, I would imagine they would see talking to the UN as one of the biggest gigs on the planet. This is the worst guy.
I sat in a boardroom across from Dennis Rodman. I can talk to anybody.
Brett Michaels and fucking...
And Scott Baio.
Was Scott Baio on The Apprentice? Was he?
I don't know, but I'm willing to actually put a couple of dollars down.
How the fuck is Trump friends with Scott fucking Baio? How is Scott fucking Baio? You know, like Scott Baio, Kirk Cameron, they're all in the same category for me. Like, fucking Scott Baio was probably bigger than Kirk Cameron back in the day. I mean, Joni Loves Chachi, he was a huge, heartthrob.
Celebrity Apprentice, Scott Baio.
No, what a douche. God. All you got to do to befriend these fucking idiot celebs is put them on a horrible second-rate fucking reality show. Oh, God.
Our hope is a word and world of proud,
what the fuck?
Independent nations.
See what he did there?
That's thing two in 60 seconds.
Which will be right now because we don't need to watch it.
Right. Who wrote Chris Hayes?
President Trump almost never speaks in public without reading off a teleprompter or a sheet of paper. And with all that practice, we've noticed the president has developed a little trick, or maybe a tick, much like a blues guitarist who might improvise around a misplayed note. Watch what the president does when he misreads his remarks.
We have seen an alarmed, and I mean really a very highly alarmed and alarming trend.
Alarming trend. We have seen an alarming trend is the sentence in front of him. He says, we have seen an alarmed, very alarmed, and a really, I mean, alarming trend.
Does it worry him that he could be changing the meaning of what he's saying by changing the word?
No.
All you got to say, alarming or whatever. What do normal human beings say?
Who else could do that? Who else could spin it that way? I'm brilliant.
I mean, the fact... Guy, it's like he's just bizarre. He's bizarre. But he's a racist, and that was good enough for the white people, the white conservatives, to vote for him. God damn it, you dickheads.
We have seen an alarmed, and I mean really a very highly alarmed and alarming trend.
Authority and authoritarian powers.
Authority powers.
Where my authority? Respect my authority.
You know what it is, dude? He doesn't practice. He doesn't look at his speech, and he doesn't read it over before he fucking does it. Because maybe he has ADD, or maybe he doesn't give a fuck. He's eating fucking KFC, yelling at cable news, fucking begging Melania to hold his fucking hand for a photo op. He didn't read his fucking speeches.
Authority powers.
Authority.
Through their lives, and though their lives.
That's a bad one. That's a bad one.
Through their lives, and though their lives.
Just say, I don't know what to do.
Oh, God, it's amazing. Because you could tell he looks off the prompter. He goes off the prompter, and that's where his tiny little pea brain says, I fucked up. I have to cover it up somehow.
You know what I don't understand is that prompter just scrolls right over the lens, and he could just look directly at camera.
No, not when he's at big speeches. They have those two like pieces of acetate you can always see on either side of him.
They don't have it going over the lens?
No.
That sucks.
Well, he's speaking to a big group of people.
Why can't he just stare at the prompter then? Why does he have to look away? Why is he so bizarre?
Obama and good speakers glance at the prompter and know their speeches also.
Right.
And can then also make eye contact with the audience while finishing a sentence. This guy
is
looks like the little dog in the back window of the car where the head just sways back and forth. That's all he does.
Because he doesn't know.
Right. And now I'm continuing this sentence. And now I'm turning to the left to finish this sentence. And
he should
now
practice.
I'm turning to the right. And I fucked up. Now I'm going to look at you.
He should practice. I mean, that is all this is. He doesn't look at his shit before he does it.
Right.
That's how any...
He's busy watching
doesn't
Morning
care.
Joe from yesterday morning.
And on top of that, he's stupid as fuck. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's a huge...
It's a whole plethora.
Huge thing to overcome.
We're cut short. In STEM fields where women have been truly underrepresented, really, I guess you could say underrepresented...
God damn, man.
Women have been underrepresented. Well, really... One could say they've been underrepresented.
I'm never wrong.
Oh, God.
I am never fucking wrong. That's all that is.
I blame it on an intern for spelling it so that it looks like the other word.
What?
And very importantly, air traffic controllers will highly valued. These are highly valued people. These are amazing people.
Our hope is a word and world.
That was yesterday.
Oh, my God.
In front of the United Nations.
Sounds so fucking dumb.
Our hope is a word and world.
Schindler, God damn, dude. I mean.
Amazing people.
Our hope is a word and world of proud independent nations.
A word of proud independent nations.
It's not even close. It's not even the representative and represented. I mean, you know, no, it's all weird. It's all bizarre. There's no good reason
does
for
he
this.
Think he's,
other
he's,
than he's stupid.
Does he think he's pulling a fast one?
Yes.
Does he think he's flash powdered everyone and fairy dust or pixie dust everyone and been
I fooled the fuck out of them. Nobody noticed that one.
I picture him late at night with a carton of Ben and Jerry's talking to whatever fucking crony has to sit with this dickhead just fucking talking about all this bullshit that he gets over on the American people.
I'm so good. You guys don't really realize how many times I fuck up when I'm reading because I'm so good at covering it up. See what I did there?
Oh, God, that's the worst.
Word.
I hate see what I did there. Whoever started that trend where people make the worst pun on the planet, and then they follow it up with the sentence, do you see what I did there? Every time I hear someone say that, I want to throw a chair at their face. What is that? What is that? What is that shit?
It's like at the end of the day.
Ugh.
Are you okay?
At the end of the day, the only place that phrase is appropriate is at the end of the day. You're another day older. The French Revolution. That's who owns that. Les Mis. Nobody else.
Not quite the French Revolution, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? The French Revolution. Mm-hmm. Then what is it?
It was a rebellion, a student rebellion in... It wasn't the French Revolution.
But it was one of them.
It didn't go well. Spoiler alert, if you've seen, you've seen the play. It's
hold
like,
on a second. I've seen it like three fucking times. No. It's not the fucking French Revolution. God damn it.
I don't believe it is. While Ryan looks that up, let's see what the headlines are. Let's let Sarah Palin do her thing.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 20th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's me!
Post.
Ooh, wee wee. You know what? The fucking Wikipedia page of Les Mis, I haven't seen what the fucking Les Mis is based on yet, and I'm three quarters down the fucking page. You think that would be in there?
Don't you fret,
Monsieur Medias.
I don't feel any pain.
Choke you out. Who wants to get choke fucked?
It's your dying scene. Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Sad. Sad.
The which again, spoiler alert for Les Mis. There's dying scenes aplenty.
Yeah, what's up with that, man? Listen, we get it. It's sad.
Basically, yeah. Everyone gets fucking killed.
Nobody has any fucking bread.
There's a picture of, I remember when he was president. It feels like a thousand years ago. Barack Hussein Obama.
Fuck ye.
Kenyan Muslim.
Oh my God.
The headline says.
Did you remember the bad shit they used to say about Barack? And you say one fucking negative thing about fucking Schittler. Fox News gets all in a dither and they start raping people over there. You know what I mean?
Vents, it yeah. says, new GOP crisis every couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
Barack Hussein Obama, former presidente.
Oh, my God.
Said, quote, it's frustrating to have to mobilize so often to keep lawmakers from appealing the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, my God.
Speaking at, oh, well, here. This will make you feel sad.
We just heard Schittler.
And so when I see people trying to undo that hard-won progress for the 50th or 60th time with bills that would raise costs or reduce coverage or roll back protections for older Americans or people with pre-existing conditions, the cancer survivor, the...
As a joke, I was going to play Toto underneath, and then I thought better of it, because...
Oh, my God.
I don't know if the joke would play right. The Africa.
By the way, can I just address...
If you haven't been listening to the whole show, if you're just joining us...
Yes, thanks for listening, like, guys. And if anybody from the Georgia...
Why is he playing Africa, Andrew?
Right. If anybody from the Georgia public school system's listening, shame on you. I somehow got through all the high school, and I thought Les Mis was based on the French Revolution, and it's not! It's the fucking 1832 June Rebellion in Paris. That's what it's based on. Not the fucking French Revolution. I took 2 years of French.
I took
AP history, world history in fucking high school. And we must have spent months on this French Revolution shit. And I thought it was Les Mis.
But this wasn't the French Revolution. So you wouldn't have.
But how could.
Studied it.
How did I think it? I just don't want to take responsibility for being stupid.
Well, it's not stupid. It's not.
It's not smart.
It's not like. It's not like basic,
right?
Who's the vice president? Kind of shit. It's
oh, God.
It's more like obscure.
Who's the vice president? Some
trivia.
Perv, you know, that wishes he was blowing somebody in a truck stop bathroom.
Back protections for older Americans or people with pre-existing conditions, the cancer survivor, the expecting mom, or the child with autism. or asthma, for whom coverage, once again, would be almost unattainable.
Or asses and asthma.
I mean, you know, he's just... What kind of weird... Saturday Night Live must have been like, God, it sucks. Just imitating Barack Obama. He's
not, boring.
Yeah, he's boring. He says, makes sense so much. Oh, how depressing.
Almost unattainable. It is aggravating. And all of this being done without any demonstrable economic or actuarial or plain common sense rationale.
No way. Time out. Time the fuck out. There is no way our current president is getting through that sentence.
Being done without any demonstrators and any demonstrable economic actors and or actuarial.
Yeah.
Plain
fuck me, man. If I'm what's her name? The new communications director, Hope Floats.
Hope Hicks.
I would be like, hey, you know what?
If Hope Swallows.
Hope Swallows, yes. Welcome to Crab Diving. Nah. I would, if anyone brought me a speech written with all those words in it for Schittler, I would fire them. I would fire them. You think he's going to say this shit? You're out of your fucking mind.
You're going
to pull this off.
And it's certainly frustrating to have to mobilize every couple of months to keep our leaders from inflicting real human suffering on our constituents.
Yes.
Oh, shit, dude.
Can we every couple of months not have to organize and go to the streets to keep you from taking health care away from everyone?
Can you imagine Barack Hussein Obama turns on the fucking news and the first thing out of his mouth to Michelle has got to be like, I'm so fucking glad I'm out of that fucking White House. Look at this fucking mess and fuck Congress. Fuck them.
There was a
maybe he didn't say that.
A great meme. It was Jean-Luc Picard, captain of the Enterprise, sitting
number one,
sitting in the captain's chair, looking vexed, looking tense, and the caption says, "This is like every morning when you wake up and Trump is still president. Damage report."
Right? No shit. No shit, dude. Oh my God, I saw it. Speaking of space, I saw the fucking scariest movie about space travel. Fuck it. We cannot go out there. There's horrible shit out
there. We have been out there.
We got to stop it. There's bullshit out there.
Well, you saw some sci-fi movie and Europa. Now you're worried about...
They go to a moon of Jupiter and they're there for some fucking reason. Somebody's like, oh, you know...
Space Kraken suddenly comes out and eats them.
Let me tell you what they needed to... They needed to land on Europa, drill through the ice and see what the fuck is under there. Nothing fucking good.
Water. Oh.
Nothing good. Yeah, everything goes
spoiler alert.
Fucking shit. I don't want to go to space. It sucks.
Some researchers just ended like 8 months in isolation in a volcano in Hawaii.
Boy, that sounds like
simulating
fun.
Simulating
fuck
a Mars
that.
Mission.
Fuck that, dude. You're telling me I finally get to go to Hawaii, but I got to spend the whole time in the middle of a fucking volcano?
You know what you're... Well, I mean, it's a dormant volcano.
Oh,
but
okay.
I mean, they're
It's not. There's not lava and shit.
Well, no, there's no lava on Mars.
They have TV.
No,
that sucks. So what are they doing?
Or they do, but it's delayed for however long it takes light to get to Mars from here.
What was that shitty movie?
Minutes
where they sent Val Kilmer to Mars and he survived. You know that movie? I was like, God, there's nothing here going to kill him.
I don't remember that one.
It sucked.
The Martian, Mars Chronicles,
Mars Attacks,
Martian Chronicles.
No, not Mars Attacks. That's that We Come in Peace. That's the best movie.
That's funny. Yeah. By the way,
We Come in Peace.
Some of the shit might be on Amazon Prime. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Ooh.
Every time you go to buy stuff at Amazon, bookmark that shit.
Right.
And then every time you go, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us here. At,
right.
Screaming Liberal Media. We don't have a lot of any advertisements.
Fuck you.
At all.
Right.
And you get to hear great stuff.
Oh, yes.
Like,
highly valued people. These are amazing people.
Our hope is a word and world.
Hey, come on. Stop it. I mean, Trump, just fucking Just hope is a word. I mean, a world. I mean, a world. I meant to say a world. Just like, I don't even know how to tell him to handle that. It's like, by the time you're president, wouldn't you think you're a great fucking speaker?
Well, you just have to say, look, everybody fucks up. Everybody's going to understand that if you're delivering some 45-minute speech off a prompter live, you may flub a word.
Right. You're going to fuck up.
And can you imagine the translators?
No.
So the translator just had to translate between
how do you do that? If you're talking Mandarin.
So now all of a sudden everyone in that room who's got something in their ear is looking around saying, "What the fuck? There might have been, who knows? There might have been translators killed last night for the transgression."
What?
What do you mean, world? What are you talking about?
Did anybody put a camera on the people at the UN listening to him? Because I would love to see reaction shots. It must be a lot of this. You can't see this. It's a fucking podcast. A lot of,
like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I don't know what he said. A lot of shaking of the heads. People are probably taking off their little translation headphones, like banging them on their desk. Like, this must be fucked up.
It's probably like that even when they do understand him.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I mean, it's so stressful. It's a horrible thing to say, but listen, if any of you translators are out there doing this at the UN, don't get upset and do anything rash to yourself. I know it's a big gig for you if you fuck this up, but Schittler, he's just strong. You know, I mean, he's not strong. See, I said the wrong word. He's fucked up. I can't even talk.
It's so hard to...
What is happening?
We have a man baby.
Man baby.
Lunatic.
Man baby.
That has been elected president. And
he can't be wrong.
Right. This is what happens when the assholes at the bar after work elect. I think somebody like me should be in that office. I'd take care of everything.
Oh, my fucking
God. That's who we have as president now.
Oh, my God. That's true. We have a guy that, if he would just hate him. If you knew him in real life, there's no way you'd like him. There's no way anybody likes him. He's an asshole. Even Jeff Sessions probably doesn't like him. Think about that. An old, rich, racist, thin-skinned, little tiny-lipped golem fuck. Who hangs out with him?
My lips are big where it counts.
What do you mean, his ass lips?
Hope is a word and world of proud, independent nations.
Hope is a world... hope is... I can't even fuck it up. Hope is a word and a world.
But you know what it is? It's like, it's not only that he's fucking it up from the prompter. He doesn't know what he's saying. And then he's not emotionally connected to anything he's fucking saying. Because if you are, there's no way you fuck up like that so much.
Right.
You just don't think, he's not, he needs to go take a speech class. And he needs to engage his diaphragm. Do you know what I mean? Breathe from the gut. I don't fucking know.
I don't like diaphragms.
Yeah, right. I just like the fucking God. Grab him by the pussy. See, that rolled off his tongue. He didn't have a problem saying that shit.
Oh, sure.
Grab him by the pussy all day.
Billy Bush going,
we're just a bunch of gross fucking old rapey white guys in this fucking country. And God help you if you aren't straight, white, male, and Christian. You're going to get fucked. Horrible.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Which is actually in the news itself.
Yes.
But the headline's picture of the satellite image of Hurricane Maria.
That'd be the laugh, but it's like word and world. What a dick.
It says direct hit lights out. This is horrible as Hurricane Maria.
God damn it.
Pummeled St. Croix. Now is St. Croix, by the way, dodged the big Irma bullet.
Right.
As Barbuda, remember? St. John's, St. Thomas, I think we're all pretty much kind of clubbed, but St. Yes. Croix wasn't hit that badly. Well, Maria says, hold my beer.
Shit.
And pummels St. Croix now. And Puerto Rico's a mess. God. I mean, just unbelievable. Getting hit raking right across the middle of it.
It's so fucked up. You know what? Is there, I want to know about this Hurricane Maria and Irma and all these fucking storms we've had. Is there any island nation mentioned in the Beach Boys song Kokomo that was spared?
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want
to take you to Bermuda. All, Bahamas got fucked. Oh, pretty mama. Montego, Montenegro. Montenegro.
Montello. Montel Williams.
Montel Williams. Hey, Montenegro. I know that's in Europe. I'm not fucking stupid. The June Rebellion.
So there you go. The headline over at the Drudge Report is about the awful, horrible.
Fuck you, France.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yes. What's up?
Leaked.
Yes.
Watch MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell's unhinged outtakes.
Hell yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Lawrence O'Donnell had a really bad night August 29th. The above clip obtained by Mediaite shows behind-the-scenes footage of a furious O'Donnell going bananas during the breaks of his show. Oh, Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
It's a collection of clips from one evening and show the MSNBC anchor fuming about earpiece malfunctions, blasting off obscenities, and screaming at his staff.
Well, you know, Lawrence is good at what he does, and sometimes he just needs people to fucking fall in line. Help me. You're either with me or you're fucking against me. That's probably how he fucking feels. Right, Kate?
You know, I've thought that before when Lawrence. A couple of times something would happen on the air, like the clip would be wrong or you know, some error, and you could see this darkness come over his face, and I'm just, it's just like, oh, this guy, I think someone's getting a tongue lashing. So it actually kind of doesn't surprise me that he might be a behind-the-scenes asshole.
But he's just trying to bring a good product, you know? It's him and Bill O'Reilly.
Oops.
I can't wait, man.
And everybody wants to hear this. This is 8 minutes long, dude.
Fuck yeah.
We're
going
to have to get clips of this.
See how that one goes. Thank you, Rachel. Well, today, President Trump visited Texas, but he forgot to bring any empathy with him. But he did bring a hat that is for sale.
Now, the clip goes up.
Right.
But we have the feed of Lawrence now that the clip is playing.
Yes.
So you can't, this is not going out over the air.
Right,
this is behind the scenes.
Interesting.
58 seconds.
What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off. Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear?
But you know what, man? I mean, imagine he's doing, does he do the show live? Does he record
Someone
live?
In that control room is out of control.
It's like Lawrence is a little bit of a dick.
Yeah, but does he do it live, the show?
Yeah.
20 seconds.
Fuck. God damn it.
10 seconds.
Oh, this is going to drive him crazy that this got out. Puts a smile on his face.
So the president went to Texas today, and as Politico reports, he did not meet a single storm victim, see an inch of rain, or get near a flooded street. Born in
So I guess now we're,
you know, I mean,
we're skipping forward. We'll do one more of these.
Right.
Because it's 8 minutes long.
Terrific disaster and tragedy, and into that tragedy today stepped the president of the United States.
23 seconds.
There's insanity in the control room tonight.
15 seconds.
He's making these gestures. Like, obviously, there's a feed going through his earpiece that's not normally there.
I mean,
and he's losing his mind because he keeps hearing something. And then he goes, I can't. He does
you know
a, he does a great kind of a, who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Like, you know, W.C. Fields, maybe Bob Hope, maybe, I don't know.
No, angry. Anger.
Oh, Milton Berle.
Captain
Hook.
Captain Kirk.
William Shatner.
Some Shatner-esque.
We got there.
Like, claw hands. Like, he's
he's going, here's what I'll say about that. He's going out live, he's reading a bunch of bullshit, and then imagine someone saying shit that you're not even saying out loud into your fucking ear. Turn it off!
Well, I don't know. If you fuck up, then you just say it.
Yeah. Just say, hey, even on live television, just say, hey, there's some bullshit going on in my ear.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. There's something, there's some wires crossed, and, I'm listening to, I don't know, Fox in my head.
15 seconds.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Oh my god, he's so mad.
5, 4.
And now smile. He's a pro.
If you think the president's language was a little too celebratory about the sudden fame that can happen to people during hurricane coverage, a fame no one should welcome, if you think the president's language missed closer and closer to the president himself. One of the deaths in Houston that was ignored by President Trump is Police Sergeant Steve Perez, who had been missing since Sunday morning. You have insanity in my earpiece.
Okay,
don't leave it there.
Uh-oh.
It's not my earpiece. It's somebody talking on our lines. Fuck.
10 seconds.
Fuck. They just sent a sound guy out to adjust his earpiece. He's like, No. It's not that. It's insanity.
You know, but
listen to you defending him.
He is rich. He should shut the fuck up.
Joining us now, James Fallows, national correspondent for The Atlantic and former speechwriter for President Jimmy Carter. Also with us, Josh Earnest, former White House press secretary for President Obama. He's an MSNBC political.
Next one. He must be in a clip or a commercial or something.
You know, I mean,
he's making gestures.
I mean, to be fair, Lawrence, I mean, it is a pretty cushy gig he's got.
He's saying no.
James Fallows and Josh Earnest, thank you both for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Coming up, is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Iskoff has the latest on that.
Here we go.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know. It's
Where's the hammer?
It's
is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering.
Okay.
I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it. Keep the goddamn commercial break going. Call fucking Phil Griffin. I don't care who the fuck you have to call. Stop the hammering.
Oh, my God.
Empty out the goddamn control room and find out where this is going on. It's either there or there or out there somewhere.
Does Rachel Maddow do this?
I would think not.
She would probably.
Man, somebody hates him.
Oh, yeah.
That sent this tape out to Mediaite.
He's got to be a pain in the ass. I mean, you know, he's like, he is the real. Like, he's like, what's his face on Kelsey Grammer? What was that show? Kelsey Grammer. What was that
Frasier?
Fucking Frasier. Yeah. He's like Frasier's character, you know, in that radio show. I'm listening. What a great show.
So there you go. Watch Lawrence O'Donnell's unhinged outtakes for 8 crazy minutes.
But he is good, you know, he is good. I mean, Bill O'Reilly has that outtake, and you know, he sucks. I've never liked him. At least this rage gets him something, you know. He has a very good show. So that's something. I mean, that's something redeemable about it. Does it make it right?
And it is from one night. Like, but it is all, all these clips are from the same show. So there's, he's having a rough night that
But
show.
We've all had moments like where we kind of lose it. You know, you've done plays. I'm sure you've, have you ever had a moment where, I've definitely had moments where I've told people to shut the fuck up. You know, I'm like, you know, trying to concentrate, shit like that. Then you apologize. You feel like a shithead. Then you cave.
Yeah, I wonder if he's gonna. I wonder if O'Donnell's gonna say anything.
Fuck no. I don't think. Hey, listen.
I just
Lawrence,
want to address the Lawrence, video. I apologize.
Yeah, but Lawrence, this is what you say. Hey, I do live television Monday through Friday, and you try looking at a camera and saying something while someone's saying something else in your fucking earpiece, and see how you react. Whatever. I'm sorry.
Well, and if it was a one-time deal, this wouldn't have gotten out. Like,
saying,
if his crew loved him and he was having a bad day,
yeah,
we wouldn't be watching
these
8 minutes
right. You're so fucking right. How many bad days do you think Bill O'Reilly had? A lot.
How many good days did Bill O'Reilly have?
God damn.
There you go. Breaking news over at Mediaite.
You know what? That just goes to show you, like, trust your instincts, because that's how, you know, I'm not surprised. At all. That's how I would imagine Lawrence O'Donnell would be to work with. Just like that.
You're not surprised by that?
No, not at all.
He tries to play that nice guy thing, though.
Well, I mean, he's not.
I don't think so.
No. You know, the guy that directed, what was that fucking creepy movie, Ed, damn it, one about Nazis.
Ed Wood?
Yeah. Shit. The one, it's a movie about white supremacy. American History X. You know that movie?
Yes.
Okay. So the guy that directed that movie directed a Corner Bakery commercial I was in.
Okay.
Corner Bakery.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, he's known for directing that fucking movie he's just as intense as you would imagine he would be, you know,
like a commercial.
A lot of screaming. He yelled at the guy operating the camera dolly like I have never heard anyone yell that before.
Yeah.
It was inexcusable, and it wasn't the guy's fault. And even if it was, it wouldn't matter. But that guy, I mean, holy shit. He was just like this Australian guy with a shaved head, and he had the body of a raw turkey. You know what I mean? He had like a big kind of gut, tiny little shoulders and long, skinny, pale arms, and shaved head. He looked like a turkey. He was a mean fucking turkey. That's the point. Be nice. He's like Jim Baker.
What?
Does Alex Jones lose his mind, do you think? I mean, how would you know?
Yeah, well, right, yeah.
Maybe.
I think he does.
Yeah. He does everything, probably. There's probably a whole rainbow, a myriad of bullshit he goes through, probably.
Melania Trump ruthlessly mocked after UN speech condemning bullying.
Oh, okay. God. Wait, do we have the speech? Can we hear it? Melanoma?
I don't think bullying is very nice. It is bad.
That's better than Schittler. Good job, Melanoma.
First Lady Melania delivered a speech at the United Nations condemning bullying.
Yes.
Many internet users can't help but call her out for her hypocrisy. How about you start with your husband first? Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
David Glasgow tweeted, I'm old enough to remember when Melania's husband retweeted a gif of himself whacking a golf ball into Hillary Clinton's back.
Bullying.
Ooh, this one. Melania's speech at the UN made my skin crawl. Fucking lies, all of it.
Was it? Did she steal from Michelle again?
Not holding back there. I'm thinking no.
I won't call her FLOTUS. I just won't do it. I'm sorry. Fuck it. She didn't do anything. What kind of FLOTUS shit does she do besides his fucking speech?
I wore high heels to disaster.
To disaster? Did you?
I make everyone feel better by looking at my beautiful legs. Okay.
Good job, Melanoma.
The I've got a story here.
Yes.
About God, so much to do.
Yeah.
Let's shit on Tom Price for a moment.
Ooh. That's a fun Saturday night right there.
The Health and Human Services Secretary here in the United States of America, Tom Price, an alleged man of medicine.
Right. Now, he's a bag of shit, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been fervently trying to pull every black fingerprint out of the healthcare system.
Why does the GOP suck so much cock? God.
But now there's a report out of Politico.
Hello.
That Tom Price.
Yes.
Last week.
Fuck you.
Chartered 5 private jet flights.
For what?
In a sharp departure from his predecessors. This is over at Politico. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price last week took private jets on 5 separate flights for official business at a cost of tens of thousands of dollars more than commercial travel.
Can he fly on a plane with the rest of us, you fuck? Are they doing anything in the Trump administration? Is this bullshit? Are they just flying around, getting pussy, getting drunk, you know, fucking doing drugs, having a good old time?
His
not
people,
doing shit.
His people are saying, oh, he's so busy. He's so busy.
Health and Human Services. Skype in, dickhead.
The 5 flights scheduled between September 13th and 15th. That's 3 days. 13th,
Skype
14th,
in.
And 15th.
You're the secretary. You're in the cabinet, right? Your world bends to
we'll
you.
We'll kick in and buy you an iPhone, and you
FaceTime.
Can FaceTime those motherfuckers.
Why do you want to go anywhere, Tom? You're not going anywhere good. You're Health and Human Services.
He went to a resort in Maine where he participated in a Q&A discussion with a healthcare industry CEO.
Oh, okay. So it's lobbying bullshit.
He went to community health centers in New Hampshire and Pennsylvania.
Right. To what? A community health center?
He's very busy, Ryan.
To make an appearance? Dude, fuck that. Nobody cares.
The travel by corporate style jet comes at a time when other members of the Trump administration are under fire for travel expenditures and breaks with the practices of Obama era secretaries.
Hello.
Sylvia Matthews Burwell and Kathleen Sebelius, who flew commercially.
There you go. Now, I don't even know.
While in the continental United States.
I don't even know who the fuck they are, which means they're probably doing their fucking job. Right. I mean, I wouldn't know Tom Price.
Tom Price.
But he's a dickhead.
Republican. Coxwaddle.
Hello, Coxwaddle. Jolly good.
Was a frequent critic of federal spending.
Oh, okay.
When he was in the House.
Oh, I see.
Look at all this money that Obama's spending.
And these fuckers want to take away your health care, and they want to get rid of Medicare. And they don't want to raise the minimum wage, but yet this guy gallivants around the fucking country in a fucking private fucking jet. Fuck you. God damn it. That's unreal.
All 3 organizations that hosted Price last week, the Massachusetts-based based health IT firm.
That's not a bad strategy. I like it.
Athena Health, Goodwin Community Health Center in New Hampshire, and the Mermont Treatment Center in Pennsylvania all told Political they did not pay for his flights or any other travel costs.
We did. Great.
A Health and Human Services spokesperson, Toady.
Oh, yes.
Croaked. As part of the HHS mission to enhance and protect the health and well-being of the American people, Secretary Price travels on occasion outside Washington to meet face-to-face with the American people, to hear their thoughts and concerns firsthand. When commercial aircraft cannot reasonably accommodate travel requirements, charter aircraft can be used for official travel.
What do these fucknuts want? Another goddamn June rebellion? This is bullshit.
Another French Revolution?
No, I didn't mean a June Rebellion.
What
a bunch of fucking dickheads.
Well,
you know what I mean?
A couple weeks ago, it was Mnuchin taking a private jet to go
look at the fucking eclipse,
to go get oiled up and lay with his brand new wife on top of a pile of gold in Fort Knox.
Oh yeah, but they flew it to see the weren't they? Didn't they take that private jet so they get a good view of the eclipse?
Oh, he said, "Odd. What do I want to see an eclipse for?
Oh God,
I don't want to see no." That's about how it ended for the student rebellion.
It is the student rebellion.
The 18 whatevers.
Of June.
The June rebellion.
Yeah. Fuck everybody. It's so fucking ridiculous. And they have the nerve to trounce out this fucking Trump care shit.
See, no.
Cuts everybody's bullshit. Now they're flying around in planes.
See, this is why we need journalists. Price's spokesgoblins declined to comment
Goblin.
On why he considered commercial travel unfeasible. On one leg of the trip, from Dulles International Airport to Philadelphia International, 135 miles, there was a commercial fart that departed at roughly the same time.
Uh-huh.
Price's charter left Dulles at 8:27. The United Airlines flight left for Philadelphia at 8:22.
Listen, fuckhead. God. What the fuck? And you know, when one of these cabinet cunts flies commercially, it's probably easier than what you or I have to fucking go through.
Sample round trip fares. Oh, you don't think he gets fingered by the TSA?
Yes. Two fingers blasted right in the fucking pooper.
I want the extra fingering line.
I love it.
Sample round trip fares from the United flight ranged from $447 to $725 per person.
Bam!
It would have been lower if they booked it in advance or received government discounts. Similarly priced commercial flights also left from Reagan National and Baltimore Washington National. So the other two big airports, all within less than an hour away from D.C.
Everything. It's
Do you want to know how much that private jet cost?
Yes.
Could have been $447 to $725. The cost of chartering the plane from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia,
yes,
according to Ultimate Jet Charters, was $25,000.
That's what, motherfucker, that's somebody's salary.
$25,000. He's clearing out that fucking swamp, isn't he?
Hey, dickhead, you know what? Some people live on that, you fuck. Some people live on that, you fuck. And you want to take away their health care? Fuck you. That's insane.
Yeah.
But we will be slaves again. What's that? Is it breaking? fucking Trumpalos. They don't give a shit. You fucking idiots. You voted for these guys.
There's also trains, by the way. Amtrak.
Oh, jeez. Take the bus.
Would have cost $72.
Take the bus, you fucking piece of garbage shit. Take the fucking bus. Take a Lyft.
Well, right.
Take an Uber. Private fucking jet. Who are you? Tommy Lee? Are you Motley Crue?
Crazy.
Bitch. God, I'm losing my mind. That makes me insane.
And I think at one point, there's another article out there from Vice.
A private jet, dude.
The story at Vice plays off of Politico's reporting. And it says, Tom Price hated private jets before he loved them.
What?
Because.
Yes.
There's a tweet from August of 2009.
What?
Tom Price, Representative Tom Price. New video on YouTube. Congress doesn't need to have private jets.
What the fuck? Who are you people?
But I mean, there was a black guy in the office.
Fuck me. Fuck. That's right. Jeez. God, who the fuck is, you guys? If you're one of these stupid assholes that voted for Trump, my God, I don't know what to tell you. There's no teaching you anything.
This is the guy,
stupid,
who was confirmed despite the fact that the fact came out.
Yes,
that Price was one of 20 investors in 2016. Of an Australian biotech company
Biotech.
he was offered purchased specially discounted shares of this company, and then he went on to vote on legislation directly affecting the stock price of said biotech company. Nobody seems to give a flying fuck.
Why?
Well, the Democrats did.
Oh, yes. Jeez, the adults.
The Republicans are like, well, he made money, so that's a win.
Crooked Hillary.
Oh, sure.
Crooked fucking Hillary. You got to be fucking kidding me. She's going to be in jail. You're going to lock her up.
Oh, her emails, man.
Oh, my God. There's nothing about, I can't think of, Trump can't govern. His people can't even get around the country without it being a goddamn scandal. It's like every time they move or do anything, it's like illegal.
I'm going to drain the swamp. Of all the corruption, all the graft. And now members of the cabinet are being scrutinized for their use of private jets.
We can't even go. We can't even begin to go like and name all the bullshit that's going on. All the scandals. Do you know there was something with Mike Pence's security detail a few weeks ago? Did you see that? Mm-mm. Somebody that getting, you know, somebody was in the Secret Service, whose military detail was, I don't know, they were getting laid when they should have been doing their job or something like that. That happened. I missed that. I don't know. It's just everything. I saw it in Vice. Who knows?
The Iran's foreign minister after Trump's ridiculous speech.
Ridiculous. That's the best way to describe that.
Accused Trump of spreading ignorant hate speech. Venezuela's president, Maduro.
Right.
Watched the speech. He wasn't there, but he called Trump the new Hitler.
The reviews are in. Jeez. I thought Nikki Haley said it was a success. Nikki Haley said that speech was fucking awesome. Great. Rocket man.
A recent survey of world populations showed only two countries in the world out of 200 countries, 250 countries, think that Trump is doing a better job than former President Barack Hussein Obama.
Okay, so
it's pretty easy.
Russia.
Ding.
And Israel.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jeez, guys.
I mean, that's like a...
What do I win?
It's a no-brainer.
I want to win something. Private jet flight for the fucking Health and Human Services guy. I mean, that's just to go speak somewhere.
Right?
$25,000.
They released a statement. It's like, he's in charge of a $1.something trillion budgeted agency. One of the biggest, blah, 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 whatever. What fuck
it,
you.
What, you know, I'm gonna give it right back to them, this whataboutitis. What about had it been Barack Hussein Obama, his cabinet? They'd lose their fucking mind.
Right.
Inquiries. Special counsels. Damn, they don't even want to figure out why Russia's got their dick up Trump's asshole. They don't even give a shit.
We understand that you ordered the 99-cent stick pens instead of the 69-cent stick pens. Special counsel.
Impeach him. He ain't legitimate.
It's really so gross, the hypocrisy.
It's racism. It's just fucking gross fucking racism, man. Stupid. Go shove these Confederate war monuments up your fucking assholes, all of you.
Don't forget to call your senators and tell them not to vote for this fucking healthcare debacle. Shame on Lindsey Graham.
Shame.
And Cassidy, that Dick Waddle.
Right. Hello, Mr. Dick Waddle.
Who is... now, did you see their taints are all cramping now over on the right because of Kimmel?
What do you do for a taint cramp? Advil? Eat a banana.
Massage.
Oh, yeah, of course. In a private jet.
And I've had people say, hey, Kimmel, you know, there's nothing wrong with, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
How does this make your point? How does this make his point? I didn't know that.
He gets 435th vote.
Oh, yeah. Hey, somebody just came along that I love. Country. They're going to jack me off, and now I'm going to go into battle. That's the way it was. That's why we can't have gay people in the military. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Everybody's stupid.
Like I said, everybody's jizz blind.
I can't see. I need a wipe down. I need goggles. Damn it.
Trump's America.
Fuck you.
Another example, so you know what that means.
Oh, yes. Racism.
In South Carolina, other day, I think we had a fun with South Carolina Day. It might have been yesterday, even, where there were a couple heinous stories out of South Carolina.
Let me check that dick, boy.
South Carolina, I think, has the earliest and most blatant reference to racism or to slavery.
Oh, right.
In its fuck you, we're leaving the Union letter.
Right.
In the 1860s. But I believe it's one of the ones that first, like, it's in the first sentence.
But that doesn't mean that's what it was about for them. That doesn't mean that.
Right.
It's in the first sentence of the letter that said, hey, we're getting out of this fucking country because slavery, right? That's what they basically said. But it's not about slavery. Okay.
They just lie.
The GOP just fucking lies. Fuck you. My God, your party needs to go fuck away.
The people of the state of South Carolina in convention assembled on the 26th day of April, A.D. 1852.
Good God.
Declare that the frequent violations of the Constitution of the United States by the federal government.
Fuck you.
And its encroachments upon the reserved rights of the states. This is one sentence still. Comma, fully justified this state in then withdrawing from the federal union, but in deference to the opinions and wishes of the other slaveholding states.
Bam!
She forbore at that time to exercise this right. Since that time, these encroachments have continued to increase, and further forbearance ceases to be a virtue.
These people own people. Don't encroach upon my right to own someone. Holy fuck, that's not... What are these called? What do you call these documents? The letters of whatever the fuck? We're leaving, fuck you.
Secession? The declarations of secession?
The declaration of secessions. I'm going to remember that. When I'm out about and somebody says something, I can shut them down with this fucking argument. I can't wait.
A couple paragraphs down. An increase in hostility on the part of non-slaveholding states to the institution of slavery has led to a disregard of their obligations, and the laws of the general government have ceased to affect the objects of the Constitution.
Jesus. Man, the objects. God, it's about heritage.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more times the word slavery appears.
But it's not about that.
In the two-page Declaration of Secession.
6 times in 2 pages.
Ain't about that, though.
Sure, okay. Damn. What a bunch of garbage, man. This fucking... Ugh. It's so frustrating. I just don't know. Aren't you worried about these next elections coming up? These fucking midterms? Are people going to do the right thing and vote the way they should, or are they going to be stupid?
Well, we're going to be up against a full-scale Russian attack that we're not prepared for.
But we're not doing anything about it.
And don't care about, right. And in fact, the other side's welcoming, apparently.
Oh, yeah, why not? Because it benefits us. That's party above country. That's who the fuck the GOP is.
Yep.
Racist, homophobic, xenophobic, all the phobics.
Right. How dare you not support my First Amendment right?
Fuck you, boy!
So this is out of South Carolina. There's a former teacher.
Yes.
How chilling this is.
Oh, shit.
The reason he's a former teacher is that he was let go from 2 schools over his racist views. How does one get fired from one school for racist views?
Yes.
And then have a second school to then get fired from? How does that work? It's like cops.
Nobody checks anything, probably. Or they do, and they're like, oh, it was racism. He didn't diddle anybody. That's fine.
Right.
That's got to be it. You probably just check to make sure the guy's not a rapist or a fucking molester. And they're like, oh, well, he's a, you know, he's a skinhead. That's okay. Teach my students.
So there's a newspaper or you know, slash website called The State.
Fuck you.
This is, I believe, Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, yes.
Periodical.
Let me check that dick, baby.
Called The State.
Right.
Printed a letter to the editor.
Okay.
From this guy. Aiken. He's from Aiken, South Carolina.
Oh, Clay Aiken, right? Whatever happened to him? He was in politics.
He lost.
God damn it!
He was running in South Carolina, I think, or West Virginia. I mean, he was running in a...
As a Democrat.
In a very, yeah.
Right.
So it was uphill battle.
Right.
Plus, he's a friend of Dorothy, so
yes.
There's that he's got to deal with also.
I mean, listen.
In the South.
That kind of...
shouldn't count.
Right, but that kind of game show contestant, I'm for. We need more gay people in the South making laws. It's all straight white dickheads.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
He wrote, got a letter published, a letter to the editor.
Yes.
Published in The State. I don't know what they were thinking, but what the hell. The recent controversy about Confederate monuments and flags ultimately revolves around one man and one question.
Right.
The man is John C. Calhoun, the great philosopher and statesman from South Carolina and the spiritual founding father of the Confederacy.
Oh, fuck. The spiritual.
The question is, was Calhoun right or wrong when he argued from the 1830s until his death in 1850 that the South's Christian slavery was a, quote, positive good and a great good for both whites and blacks?
See, this is why Black Lives Matter.
If Calhoun was wrong, then there may be grounds for removing monuments and flags. So he's saying Calhoun was right, that it benefited, slavery helped the blacks too, Ryan.
How does he even, come on. God damn it.
Next paragraph. But if Calhoun was right.
Yes.
The monuments and flags should stay and be multiplied. Blacks should be freed from oppressive racial integration.
Oh, my God.
Oppressive racial integration. So they can show the world how much they can do without white folk. The southern states should seize their freedom and independence, and the north should beg the south's pardon for the war. This is 2017!
That is all...
This human used to be allowed to teach children.
This is insane. There's so he's saying that slavery was a leg up for black people. That's nuts. Can this guy think for 1 second, what if the roles were reversed? What if it was a bunch of white people as slaves? Don't you think it would? No. I mean, you know.
The North should beg the South's pardon for the war. We're so sorry we kicked your asses.
What the fuck?
We wiped your asses all over the place. We're sorry about that one.
Black lives matter because a lot of white people think that the outcome of the Civil War was unfortunate. I guess. I mean, goddamn.
The last paragraph of this guy's screed.
Yes.
I'm hoping that The State printed this as a holy fucking shit, can you believe this kind of a letter a Fox Ooh. News. Here's an equal voice in the argument that we should listen to. This is that tolerate. The paradox of tolerance bullshit.
Yeah, you got to tolerate my intolerance.
We shouldn't have to tolerate this asshole in any capacity.
It's
his
the
beliefs.
Fucking point. It's the fucking point of being tolerant.
Calhoun's. Listen to this paragraph. Calhoun's views are unpopular today because since 1865,
yes,
the Yankee-imposed education system.
The Yankee-imposed education system? Them Yankees made us learn how to read!
Right. Has taught all Americans that the South's Christian slavery, you notice how he calls
that?
It the Christian slavery, was evil and that everyone is equal. But unpopularity cannot make a truth untrue, and popularity cannot make error truth.
He taught kids. Uh-huh. Oh, how disgusting. Did he teach math or something like that?
Winston McEwen.
God, you sound...
Aiken, South Carolina.
Man, fuck you, Winston. You're a dickhead. You're stupid. It's ignorance. To think that I don't even know what to say. He thinks slavery was a leg up.
He was fired from 1999 from, oh my God, St. Joseph's Catholic School in Greenville, South Carolina, for refusing to remove a Confederate flag after parents complained.
God, I mean, what a nutball. At what point do you just fire him? If I have parents complaining about somebody because they won't take down their Confederate bullshit, and I'm the principal, I'm like, hey, Winston, pack up your shit. Get the fuck out. You're fired, dickhead.
In 2006, he gave an interview to a local TV station there that got him suspended as the Latin teacher.
What the fuck did he say?
From a high school. John C. Calhoun was the greatest South Carolinian in terms of political understanding and wisdom, and he argued that the institution of slavery was a positive good. He called it a great good, and it was good.
Oh, my God. He's nuts. He's bananas. See, like, people like that.
Inside the walls of Brooklyn Casey High School, you expect students to be treated equally. But a viewer tip led us online, where a teacher's comments left us asking questions.
These sorts of things are obviously going to upset people, but truth can be very upsetting.
And that truth, at least according to Winston McEwen, is that black people are inferior to white.
This is that alt-right troll bullshit.
Right.
Well, you're just, the truth is hard to listen to.
These people cannot be reasoned with.
Blacks are killing each other more than anybody else. Blacks are committing more crime than anybody else. Well, it's not necessarily statistically true. You just don't want to believe it. You're not looking for the truth.
These guys, these idiots, just go eat, just go stuff your pie hole full of McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. And just fucking choke on hate chicken. Choke on it, stupid.
And actually, yes, they are. And this has been confirmed over and over. And this is a generalization. Again, they're individual blacks who are more intelligent than individual whites. But as a rule, that is true. Genetics is IQ tests confirm it over and over and over.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. IQ tests confirm it over and over. Listen to this bullshit.
Unabashed.
And people will hear him and believe him. That is so fucked up. Oh God, you're a piece of shit.
So somehow, I don't know, it would be interesting to find out why this the state printed this bullshit from him.
Right. I don't know. Jesus Christ. What year are we in?
Go
honestly.
Gamecocks, it says at the
what?
Go Gamecocks.
Cox. That's their fucking mascot is a Gamecock. You want to play Gamecock? Jesus.
The top story over at the state is South Carolina high school teams met for football. Fire ants attacked and won the games.
Man, those ants are a motherfucker. They really are. They will hurt your feet.
Fire ants.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, nasty little bastards.
They're the worst.
There you go. Inexplicable letter to the editor printed.
Fuck you, boy!
In the state. I wonder what he's doing now that he's...
I don't know.
Been fired from teaching 3 times.
Nah.
Or 2 times.
You know what he's doing? He's sitting around being racist, telling people a bunch of other racist shit, hangs out with his racist buddies, suck each other's dicks, they go to fucking cross burnings and a bunch of other shit.
The state did a nice job providing links to his internet commentary about the pecking order of the races.
Pecking.
how his workout regimen gives him the upper hand when the Brooklyn Bloods battle over the case.
What the fuck? I do the stair stepper. Ain't no Crip stabbing me to death, boy. I do the lat pull and the Nordic track.
He calls himself Dr. Winston McEwen.
His doctorate in? Tetherball?
It says, presumably to recognize the doctoring of his job application on which he lied about never being fired.
Want to play doctor?
Here's some clips some social media comments that they found from him over the years.
Okay.
Here's one. By the way, I now consider segregationism to be a form of bleeding heart liberalism. Personally, I am a deportationist. I have no qualms whatever about using force.
Can we deportate you, you dickhead?
Black people.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a deport. You're going to deport black people. What does that even fucking mean?
Another one. Not a day goes by that I don't muse. You don't. You never fucking mused in your life.
You racist cunt.
Not a day goes by that I don't muse while standing in the hallway between classes, suppressing barbaric student behavior. How much better this school would be, both academically and socially, without the blacks and the Hispanics, most of whom are illegal.
Oh, my God. You fucking idiot. I'm a deportationist. Then leave. Can we deport you? Can we deport racist people?
Speaking of broken records, I'm dreaming of a white country.
Oh, yeah. Of course you are. What an idiot.
Oh, there's no apology to be made for black slavery in America. Why should today's white apologize for the wisdom of their ancestors?
The wisdom. The wisdom?
Yeah. Two-time teacher.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, that would be like, what did he teach? Like
Latin?
Uh-huh.
At that high school, and it doesn't say what he taught at the other one.
What did I do? We're going to read Mein Kampf in Latin. I love it.
Imagine how he treated the black kids
and the
Hispanic kids in his care.
Well, I'll tell you
putting
this.
Quotes around care.
Yeah, he didn't treat them human, like human fucking beings. God, it's
being proven
so
genetic tests and DNA and IQ tests.
See, the problem with all this shit is this fucking hate speech, it dehumanizes people. And these racists have an easier time picking on people of color and shit like that because they don't see him as people. God, this guy's an asshole.
Fucking, yeah, goddamn rats.
Shit, man.
Merkin.
That bigot basher, boy. You know, I decry violence and all that shit, but...
I don't know what rats merkin mean.
But my what was you, a rat merkin?
A rats merkin. I made myself.
Where do you find that? That's a good one.
I made myself laugh with that one.
Yeah, man. Hey, Kate, give him a raise. Where do you find one of those? We got a rent.
A rat merkin.
Rat merkin. Yeah. Follow me at rat merkin.
Also, Trump's America.
Boo!
There's a, over at the New York Times.
Fuck you, boy!
A gentleman... by the name of Patrick, with a K, no C, Hermansson.
Hello.
Who is a Swedish graduate student.
Oh, okay.
25 years old.
Borski.
Last September went undercover.
Ooh.
In the world of the extreme right. He posed as a student,
yes,
writing a thesis about the suppression of right-wing speech.
Oh, so fuck.
I'm writing a thesis about how right-wingers are oppressed. He went from London to New York to Charlottesville, Virginia.
They're oppressed. They're running around with torches.
But he's lying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's undercover.
He's
writing about these horrible alt-righties.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he's pretending to be one of them by saying he's writing a thesis about how they're oppressed.
Does he have like a disguise?
He spent months insinuating himself into the alt-right. He used his Swedish nationality. It says many neo-Nazis are obsessed with Sweden because of its Nordic heritage.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Vikings. He says, it wasn't easy. You want to punch them in the face, he said, of many of the people he met undercover. You right. want to scream and do whatever, leave, but you can't do any of those things. You have to sit and smile.
Wow.
What he learned while undercover is one part of a shocking, comprehensive new report from Hope Not Hate, which we'll provide a link to. I'll put it up on our Facebook also.
Yes.
It's at hopenothate.com.
Right. Jeez.
It's called alternativeright.hopenothate.com. It's God a whole damn expose. It. It's a but they shed one. Light on the strange landscape of the alt-right.
Right.
He says his story offers insight into how these groups, their tactics, and sometimes bizarre practices. During his time undercover, he hung out with heavily armed Holocaust deniers.
Oh, God.
And attended gatherings where extremists drank mead from a traditional Viking horn and prayed to the Norse god Odin. Come on, these LARPers. They're racist LARPers.
Right. They just want to dress up like Vikings right. and go to the Ren Fair.
Go to Ren Fair instead.
God damn. Is there like at these Ren Fair, is there like an under... like belly of racism and weird like white nationalists walking around in chainmail and shit like that. God, that's creepy.
In Charlottesville, he marched alongside hundreds of young neo-Nazis, I believe on Tiki Torch Night.
Yay!
Before he was sprayed with mace by a counter-protester and witnessed the car attack that killed Heather Heyers. So right, he was right. there.
God. He was there when that girl got ran over.
Yeah, he witnessed it. In Britain, he attended a private dinner of extremists where Greg Johnson,
okay,
who was a recluse, he's a leading American far-right figure who's editor-in-chief of Counter Currents Publishing. This guy explained the need to mainstream this stuff. Or more precisely, we need to bring the mainstream towards us.
Oh, my God. So we need to make the world more racist.
There's a conversation God. He had with this guy. He said, I see the upward curve in web traffic and the upward trend in quality and quantity of younger people getting involved.
Oh, my God. Isn't that great? Better people. We're getting the greatest minds to be fucking Nazis. Fucking white supremacists. That can't be true. Oh, God. We can't underestimate these fucks.
This guy got some hidden camera footage where this asshole Johnson said,
right.
Also said he believed in ethnic homelands and liked telling Jews, you need to go to Israel or we're going to freeze you out of our society.
Oh, what a dick. Man, this undercover dude needs to get in touch with, what's his face? Bigot Basher. Give him all the info.
At one point, a far right YouTube personality who goes by the name Millennial Woes explained to an older extremist the importance of putting forward a friendly, accessible face.
Oh, okay.
If we don't appear like angry misfits, then we will end up making friendships with people who don't agree with us.
No, you won't. No, I am not going to be your friend. I don't care how nice you are. Fuck you. Fucking loon.
Well, at one point he speaks with this one asshole who says here's a little bit of the audio.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Extreme message. The movement has exerted enormous influence on recent elections.
You know, if it wasn't for the white man fighting down for you, you'd still be in the field picking cotton.
The most radical thing for anyone to say is, I am white.
For the past year, I've infiltrated the alt-right in the UK and America. This is my story.
There's footage of the guys drinking out of the stupid horn, the Viking horn.
How disturbing,
man. Bunch of white
man.
Guys drinking mead out of a horn and yeah. worshiping Odin.
Are they chugging milk, too? Don't they poor
is
milk.
That milk thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What is up with that shit? No, I think God, it, hey, you Nazi
it's like
fucks.
Odin's cum or something.
Oh yes. What do you like best about
real
Odin's
life,
jizz?
Everyone has to disperse. They've retracted the permit. Some are leaving, but far from all of them. Some are taking on gas masks instead.
This is Charlottesville. He's got to fights.
Yes.
And there's the car.
God damn it. Listen to that.
Now, if you're shocked by what I've said so far, you're not part of the alt-right. Not yet.
So there you go.
Good
undercover.
Lord, guys. What the fuck?
Well, at one point, he meets with alt-right corporation.
What the fuck is that?
That's a media group that's
great.
Trying to
alt-right
Nazify us. A board member, Jason Reza Giorgiani, admits his final solution for minorities. Quote, it's going to end with the expulsion of the majority of the migrants, including Muslim citizens.
Oh, my
citizens.
God.
Citizens. He said,
man,
at a pub,
right,
with this guy undercover, it's going to end with concentration camps and expulsions and war at the cost of a few hundred million people.
Holy shit.
It's wistful. We're going to have concentration camps.
But think about like what Trump is doing, the, you know, getting all these ICE people together, the idea that he's even putting the idea out there that all these people are going to be deported. And all the dreamers right. going to go. I mean, what happens? Once you round up the dreamers and you deport them, where do you put them when you're waiting to deport them? In camps or something?
So this Giorgiani, you convert the Walmarts. That's what Obama was going to do during Jade Helm, right?
Oh, yes. God,
tunnels
Jade
under
Helm.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, Obama was getting ready to invade Texas.
Listen, it's so disturbing. We are occupying Texas, guys. We've taken over Texas. Texas is ours.
No, we don't want it.
Oh, yeah. Why did we invade Texas?
You guys want to keep it. That's cool.
Why would America attack? Fuck off.
This guy continues. We will have a Europe in 2050 where the banknotes have Adolf Hitler, Napoleon Bonaparte, Alexander the Great, and Hitler will be seen like that. Like Napoleon, like Alexander, not like some weird monster who's unique in his own category. No, he's going to just be seen as a great European leader.
Listen, oh my God, this guy's bananas.
Hitler's going to be on the money in Europe. This guy
surely thinks. There aren't a lot of people that share his views, right? I mean, right? Oh my God.
Charlottesville.
They do. We can't assume there aren't a lot of people. As white people, as white liberals, we got to be fucking paranoid about this
shit. Whole country. There was that guy who got fired from his job in California.
Yeah.
Because he was out tiki waving. Tiki torch waving.
God damn. I was having a fucking conversation with somebody last night. And they're like, well, you know, I bet there's some young people out there that just get swept up in that alt-right shit. And they don't know any better. Like, you know. They have to be saved from that movement. And I was like, God, listen to you. You're worried about that guy, that white guy in the alt-right movement, being influenced by racists and whatever. Aren't you worried about the black people they're trying to oppress?
No.
Or the Jewish people they're harassing? Don't worry about that guy.
They're inferior.
God.
DNA says so.
We are so fucked up about race. It's just like, there is nothing to be done. We just have to wait for these Nazis to fucking die. Get old and die, please.
Giorgiani also claimed to have connections within the Trump administration.
Oh, what a shock. What a fucking shock.
And also claimed to have spoken to the president himself.
That is so fucked up.
There's no corroboration of this, but this is what he told this undercover Swede.
Well, it doesn't exactly seem like science fiction. It seems possible, doesn't it?
At the beginning of his video, Hermanson says, the scary thing about the alt-right corp and Jason Giorgiani
yes.
is that they are building a media empire.
I mean, fucking, What do you mean a media empire? Like, what are they going to talk about? What is their fucking content going to be? Are we going to, like, watch alt-right sitcoms? Sure. Alt-right one-hour dramas? Probably. KKK sketch shows and shit like that?
They're looking for content.
They're going to have, like, three-camera sitcoms? Like, shitcoms. They're going to be shitcoms. Laugh tracks where Nazis walk in and say, hey, you know, talking to these Jew guys.
<You're right>. I didn't know he was black.
Oh, yes. That's the catchphrase. I didn't know he was black.
Craziness abounding.
It's such fucking bullshit.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, it won't cost you anything. Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Just helps us out here.
Oh, my God.
The Trump's America. Thanks,
Lucky
everybody.
You boy.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's a report out. This is, well, I have the USA Today version.
Yes.
Which is about, you know, there's an election coming up in Germany.
Nein!
The motherland.
Oh, yeah.
And Angela Merkel running for re-election with her kind of center-rightish party.
She's got to be like, you know, these U.S. presidents are so weird. The only one that didn't fucking piss me off was Barack Obama. The other one rubbed my shoulders. God damn.
Good thing. Good thing the most recent one didn't get his hand on you.
Yeah, well, I mean, his tiny little hands, there's no way he can give a proper massage.
I wrap both hands around your clit. The, well, you know, the evil flying monkeys of Vladimir Putin's and the alt-right of America.
Right.
Who went after our election.
Boo.
With all their meddling.
Fuck you.
Well, everyone was anticipating an avalanche of the same shit in Germany.
Nein!
It's happening less over there. They also don't have that First Amendment thing.
Right.
So over there, they can actually pass laws that say, if you print fake news, we'll throw you in jail.
How nice, man.
Or they can print things like if you print hate speech, we can throw you in jail.
Yeah. They want to prevent the fucking Holocaust. They're serious.
Well, now this is... this has to be one of those names. Kim Hjelmgaard, H-J-E-L-M-G-A-A-R-D, Hjelmgaard.
There's no way Trump would pronounce that correctly.
Kim Hjelmgaard and Kim Hjelmgaard writes that an alliance of mostly anonymous online trolls and extremist agitators are meddling in Germany's elections. But guess what?
Yes.
They're saying that it's not direct trolls from Russia like it was here. They're saying right-wing groups from the United States of America are behind all this shit that is popping up on YouTube, popping up on 4chan, popping up on Reddit.
God
and
damn.
And other services.
Isn't 4chan the real creepy one?
Yeah.
Blech. That like has like child molestation shit, right. That kind of bullshit.
So that's the big news.
Right. That's insane.
Is that it's us.
Oh, great.
That's coming from the United States, not Russia.
Yeah. That's insane.
So our alt-right fucks here are trying to stick their noses in the German election to try to get rid of Angela Merkel.
How the fuck are they going to do that? God.
And then all you see in all the comments anywhere, whenever something about Germany comes up, they say, she's trying to destroy Germany, letting all those Muslims in there. She let millions of them in there. And look at how they're just raping everybody and killing everybody.
Can we just take the internet away from the racists? That would solve a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Just take their cable away. You don't get cable if you're a racist. Get off the fucking internet and get off 4chan. It's creepy.
They're saying that a political science professor at Technical University of Munich is advising the German government about threat of hacking and false information.
Right.
and analyzed 300 million tweets over the past 6 months. And he says a lot of the stuff we're seeing in Germany.
Yes.
His name is, did I say his name? Simon Heglich.
I love that name. Heglich.
Said a lot of stuff we are seeing in Germany can be linked to,
yes,
or is at least inspired by, the alt-right movement in the United States.
God damn it. Quit calling it alt-right, guys. It's fucking white supremacy bullshit. Alt-right, you're softening it. Do you know what I mean?
Many of them are denigrating both of the leading candidates. Angela Merkel with her conservative Christian Democratic Union Party and the chief rival, Martin Schulz. Schulz, I know nothing.
Oh, God!
Of the left-of-center Social Democratic Party.
Yes.
Many of these posts originate in the United States.
Yes. Great. Wonderful. Now we export racism.
But they do say that it's possible that some of this alt-right messaging coming from the United States may also be connected to the Russian interference.
So it's just one big bukkake of racist fucking bullshit.
All right.
God, can we just stop it? Is there any way to stop this? I just don't know.
The Andrew Arenheimer.
Good Christ.
A hacker and blogger for the U.S. neo-Nazi site Daily Stormer.
Oh, lovely. How the fuck does this fucking thing still fucking exist?
Wrote, there will never be an election again in which trolling, hacking, and extreme far-right politics do not play a role.
See, that's why we got to get to the bottom of this Russian shit. We got to figure this shit out. But it's impossible. I mean, there's no, people are always going to be able to post fake news and things like that. God.
Over at the Daily Stormer, they got a little bit of the sads. They know that there's no way
the sads.
Their horrible Nazi party is going to win.
Right.
This guy, Adrian Soule, writes, there's essentially no chance that the AfD, which is the Alternative for Germany party.
Lovely.
Can win this election, he wrote, sadly. However, if they can, this is the anti-immigration, anti-EU.
Yes.
Pro-white. Party.
So ignorant. Stupid. Moronic.
He says, however, if they can keep putting pressure on the establishment and change the narrative,
yes,
there may be hope yet that Germany can someday be saved. They're all emboldened by this shit.
They really are. They're
everywhere.
Not embarrassed.
Not just here.
I mean, those guys marching at Charlottesville, man, they have to have known that their faces were going to show up on camera, and they had to have known they could have been called out, but they didn't give a fuck.
A recent report published by Hope Not Hate, a British anti-racism watchdog, concluded that the alt-right movement has breathed life and youth back into formerly declining and dormant parts of the European extreme right.
No, great. Wonderful. I thought like never again, never forget, all that shit. We got to take these fuckers seriously.
All these extremist individuals, organizations, websites, and forums on both sides of the Atlantic are increasingly engaging with each other and weaponizing the internet.
Bam, baby. They're getting coordinated, these ignorant fuck faces. Ugh. We got to get rid of the internet, right? Or something. Or nothing. I don't know. It's just stupid people.
For example, this one person says, for the past 2 months, new and existing Facebook users,
ooh,
in Germany who search for political discussion groups have been automatically given recommendations prioritizing right-wing parties such as the AfD.
What does that mean? Who's prioritizing it?
The Facebook algorithms. They're fucking with the Facebook algorithms in Germany by upvoting and sharing,
right,
circle jerking their own stuff.
I see.
And then when a normal person says, what's going on in politics on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, Kyle.
They're recommended, yeah, to the right-wing ones first.
Isn't there a way to prevent that shit?
Facebook says it's trying.
Yeah. Try harder, Mark. God, you got all the fucking money in the world. Everybody's on your side all fucking day. It's the least you can do.
This guy
figure
says,
figure this the fuck out.
Everybody in Germany is getting right-wing party recommendations, even left-wing journalists.
This is stupid.
Facebook says it's aware of the issue and says if it's related to its group's discover feature, They've now temporarily turned off the category of news and politics.
Well, that's
on the Discover tab while they're investigating.
Well, that's good, right? That means they're serious, you know?
It's also examining accounts of apparently non-existent users who purchased Facebook ads during the election. These accounts were subsequently linked to a pro-Kremlin troll farm known as the Internet Research Agency.
Oh, lovely. A troll farm. Like in Lord of the Rings.
Merkel's party is projected to win with 36% of the vote, well ahead of Schulz's. Well, that's the guy we want to win, the liberal socialist. But he's going to have 22%. AfD is forecast to come in third.
Damn.
With 11%. But those are the crazy right wingers here. That's like the Republicans coming in last place here, which would be amazing.
Well, I mean, you know, like other countries, can their smaller countries, I wonder if their elections are more easily influenced, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think ours are, because they're less into.
Oh my God, Trump's elected. I'm like.
They're less into free, you know, I mean, they will stifle hate speech more there, where here. It's like, how dare you not let us say that we hate black people?
I mean, this is a thing we're in. I mean, you know, like, you're sitting around with your friends and some dickhead says something racist. You got to call him out on it.
Exactly.
It's got to be grassroots, baby.
We got to go.
Oh, shit.
Mofos and mofets. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Every goddamn weekday we do this bullshit, and it's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. Leave us good reviews. It helps us out. Share us. Spread us. Etc. Etc.
Yes.
Spread the crabs.
Share it.
If you're listening live, a brand new sparkling K Voice, the Voice of Resistance, will be streaming right after this for you. If you're not listening live, go to iTunes, Stitcher, download the awesome episodes of that show. Also,
Viva la Resistance.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com, or go to his social medias at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon portal. Help us out here. We will be back tomorrow, y'all.
Fuck racism.
You said you wouldn't do it. You just did it.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.